Let's start off today's episode with a little imagination. So let's imagine for a minute that you open a car dealership and you have this car dealership and you're open and you have cars on the lot and you want to sell them, right? Because your business is going to be successful when you sell these cars. Now, let me give you a couple different options for the type of people that come and visit your car lot. One could be, and let's, for example, let's say that this is more of a luxury high-end car brand. One could be a busload of kids from the local high school who are all like 14 years old, and they just get dropped off and they just unload and they're wandering around your car lot. And all of them, they may be more or less excited about your cars, but not a single one of them actually has purchasing ability, the ability to like purchase your cars. So even if they're like mildly interested, it's not, there's no intent there. And the other set of customers, let's say that actually at the convention center in town, there's a whole car show. And the brand of cars that you sell had a bus set up at that car show. And when people got excited about the cars, they were given the opportunity to, hey, would you like to go test drive one of these cars? We have a charter bus outside and it has like free hors d'oeuvres, it has, free soft drinks, etc. And you can take this bus over to the dealership and we'll drop you off there and they can work with you with anything you want. We can do credit checks, etc. if you need funding and we will get you there to test drive the cars. And so this other busload full of people that shows up at the car dealership are people who have already expressed interest in the products, the services that you have to offer. They are, maybe they're even screened to some degree. Maybe they paid a little bit of money to get into the car show itself. And so there's all these different factors that work in their favor that indicate that they are quality potential prospects for your cars, right? So which one of those buses would you prefer to have show up on your car lot? I imagine it's the second one, right? So why should it be any different for your website? So what we're going to talk about today is the highest quality website traffic source that you can get. These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough. So in Russell Brunson's book, Traffic Secrets, he teaches three types of traffic. And I really, really appreciate his naming, his branding for these three types of traffic. And even though it's not new, it's just really spot on. So he teaches these three types of traffic. And the first is earned traffic. And this is what you may be familiar with from doing SEO, from doing PR, from doing any kind of thing where you're out in the world and you're getting free attention for your offer. Now, in the context of website traffic, again, like this is going to come from people seeing you maybe on social media. It's going to come from them listening to podcasts that you were interviewed on. It's going to come from them finding you on YouTube. It's going to come from them finding you on, search engines, etc. The thing about that is, even though sometimes this can be quality traffic, it's also kind of hard to build up the snowball effect of getting a lot of traffic. So you're not able to get to it very quickly. You're not able to build that up. And then there's controlled traffic, which is paid advertising. Or there's some other types of controlled traffic. For example, if you, form a joint venture with somebody who is willing to send you traffic if you give them an affiliate commission in exchange for any sales that you make from that traffic. So there's controlled traffic as well. And then there is owned traffic. And owned traffic means any type of traffic source that you have complete control over and you don't have to spend any additional, at least any significant additional money to reach out to that traffic source. Of course, maintaining a list with an email service provider, like, yeah. Or if you have to send direct mail to your own audience, like, there's some expense to that, but it's not the same as having to do a list rental where you get permission to contact someone once, or, you know, some other context where you're having to ask somebody else's permission to contact these people. And own traffic that is people who are already familiar with you, who are already engaged with you. That is by far the highest quality website traffic source that you can develop. And as much as you might want to get good at getting earned traffic, where you're getting lots of people to send traffic your way, or you might want to get good at controlled traffic, where you're maybe doing paid advertising to bring traffic to your website, the ultimate success of a business will come when you have just a ton of owned traffic. And a ton can, you know, it's a very wide open term, of course, and it can be different for different types of offers, different types of businesses, etc. But let's actually say that that bus is actually full of people who were invited because they are, going back to that car dealership example, they're people who have previously reached out to the car dealership. And you offered, if they're going to go to the car show to actually look at this car, you have a bus chartered that they can hop on and come to your dealership. So not only are they like pre-screened in that way, like in all the previous ways that we talked about, but they're pre-screened because they already know who you are and already have like given you permission to contact them. Or even better, they're people who've previously bought the same brand of cars from you and they may be interested in the next year's model, right? And so that type of own traffic where you have complete control over it, you're able to reach out to these people and make offers to them. You're able to reach out to these people and say, hey, I think that you'll find this interesting based on our previous relationship. You're able to make a decision that, hey, I want to send a campaign to these people, whether that's an online campaign, an email campaign, an offline campaign, whatever. Having that owned traffic that you are in control of, that is like your own database, that is the pinnacle of what's going to make a business successful for the long run. And so any other traffic goals that you develop for your website need to be in service of building this list. Now, it's one thing you can certainly build your list as a prospect list. Hey, if you'd like to download this report, or if you'd like this freebie or whatever this free thing is, sign up, give me your email address, and you know, I'll contact you. But an even higher quality and even more valuable list is a one that's full of people who've at least bought a little bit from you. And I recently actually did training for my BTMS Insiders members on welcome app funnels to get new customers. It was my monthly Insiders call for July 2021. And it's all about how to acquire customers with a very low ticket offer and the kind of offers that work for that, and how to structure the funnel and how to make it profitable to build your buyer list in this way, even if you're losing money on that first transaction. But how to build a buyer list full of people who have done business with you once and who are much more likely to do business with you again. And of course, I also have training, build your email list for marketing and sales. And so when you sign up for BTMS Insiders, the All Access Pass, it's like Netflix for copywriting and marketing training. You get access to all of it for one low monthly fee. So you can watch both of those or any other training in the catalog. But the point is that your goal is to go out and to build a list of people who are willing to hear from you again, people who have a prior relationship with you, a list of people who, even better, have a prior customer relationship with you. And then you can pick and choose how to direct that traffic. You can turn that traffic on demand. You can reach out to those people. You can decide to write an email this morning and send it to people. And that will always be your highest quality website traffic source. And then it is supplemented by doing these other kinds of traffic, things like these other approaches to getting traffic to your website. So number one, I just want to like underscore, my number one recommendation for you is to underscore the power of building a list, even better if it's a list of customers. And no matter what you're doing, no matter what business you're in, no matter what industry you're in, no matter what niche, no matter what topic you talk about, no matter what it is, do your darndest to build a list, you know, and it's good if it's a prospect list, and it is best if it's a buyer list. And you can check out the training, the links in the descriptions. You can check out the trainings that I mentioned if you want to have more guidance on specifically how to do that. Leave a comment with this episode. Let me know on a scale 1 to 10 how valuable you found this reminder and why. What are your action items? What are your takeaways? Like, what are you doing to build your own customer list, your own highest quality website traffic source? Also, tap that like button before you go so you get more content like this delivered to you and so the magical algorithms of the internet know to share it with more people like you who will find it valuable. You can certainly share it with folks directly and subscribe before you go. You can subscribe here, which is one way to be among my highest quality sources of website traffic. Or even better, you can go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com, sign up to get my daily emails Monday through Friday, including episode notifications and more exclusive content for email subscribers. And yeah, I want you on my list, and you may even find other ways to get on other lists that are buyers lists as well, if you're there. Not that I want to take money from you, but that I want to actually give you a ton of value in exchange for stepping into my world, into my universe, above and beyond what you can get here in these free episodes. So my name is Roy Furr. This has been your daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Always aim for 10 out of 10 value. I hope I've delivered it here, and I look forward to catching you again in the next episode. I'll see you soon. Bye. Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.